Thank you, Kelly Robinson. And that is your call to action. Talk to me now. And happy Texas Independence Day, everybody. Is that the first thing you thought of this morning when you woke up? Or did you look out the window and say, that's sunshine. That's a beautiful day out there. Oh, it's Texas Independence Day, in that order. Either way, it's a good day. It's a great day. Thanks for tuning in this morning. And we are here to talk about gardening the plants at your place. So pick up that phone and give me a call. And sometime in the next minute or so, I will get my laminated card. I'm reaching, trying not to drop everything for my laminated card with the phone number on it. Because you see, I knew there was something I needed to get that I didn't have. 888-256-1080. I do four different radio programs and I have a laminated card for each one of them. And I left them stacked together beneath all of my ad copy for all of them. Not a good plan. And so it also has the out time for each of the programs. And my producer's name for each of the programs. Those are all things that are pretty important in radio life. I'm glad you're tuned in this morning. Hope you are too. We're talking landscapes, gardens, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardens, house plants, whatever's on your mind, and urban horticulture, not so much pastures. I don't do that. That's your county agent's job. And not so much waterways. That's a wildlife management person's job. But your urban horticulture, what you have in your lawn and landscape and your gardens. So give me a call, won't you please? Let's fill up those phone lines right now. Jared Taylor is running the boards and answering the phones and talking to you first, and then I'll talk to you second. We broadcast from Amarillo to Corpus Christi, from Alpine to Crockett. Bryan College Station is in there, and a whole bunch of different communities and cities in central Texas, all through the big country and over into the Piney Woods and just all over, 33 stations. And I am proud to have all of you as my affiliates. 888-256-1080. So let's get the program underway. Let's talk gardening this morning. It's a great day to be gardening in Texas. It's also a very important kind of a watershed time because there's a lot of stuff you have to finish. Winter is over now. And I say that it's physically about over. The things you can do in the wintertime are pretty well wrapped up unless you're in the Panhandle or the South Plains. It's probably too late to be digging and transplanting established trees and shrubs. It's awfully late to be doing it anyway. In South Texas, it is too late. It's a little bit early to be doing some of the late spring things, but you're just kind of in that continental divide of times. So that part's important to realize. The average date of the last killing freeze in Texas is not here yet in a big part of central Texas. You need to keep that in perspective. I put in my electronic newsletter, eGardens, about 3 weeks ago, I put a map. It's actually in a couple of the books that I have published showing a map of the state of Texas and when you can expect the last killing freeze for your area. Now, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and in our area, it's somewhere between the 12th and 20th of May, of March, not May. Oh my, that'd be Minnesota. And it would be close to the Panhandle some years. It freezes in early May. But anyway, in much of Texas, it's going to be the middle 2 weeks of March. And so we're not there yet. That means that you still have a 50% chance of having a killing frost or a killing freeze. And if you want to plant early, like now, and it's warm out there like it is and has been recently, you can do that, but you take a 60 or 70% chance of losing the beans or the tomatoes that you set out early. And in South Texas, you have a 20% or 10% chance. The odds are much in your favor. You need to get them out. So that's how it works. It's kind of an interesting gamble. Farther north you go, the greater the odds are that you'll have another killing freeze. and a killing frost that would kill your tender vegetables and flowers can occur at 35, 36, 37 degrees on a still, clear night. So those are things you need to remember as well. Don't rush the season. Waiting a week can make a big difference. Don't wait 3 or 4 weeks. That could make a bad difference. Those are things that we can talk about today if you'd like to. Again, the phone number, 888-256-1080 for the Texas Lawn and Garden Hour, 888-256-1080. If you can hear me, you can call me toll-free. It's a good time to talk about gardening. It's also a good time. I have something very, very special and very likely a one-week offer for you on my book. You really need to pay attention to this one because you're going to have to hunt just a little bit to find it. It was something I did for my eGardens subscribers. That's my electronic newsletter that goes out on Thursday night. And I thought, well, if I have extras, then I'm going to mention it on the air. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is my book. It has 11 chapters, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. It's a hardback printed on high-quality paper. It is currently in the 6th printing, and it covers every aspect of outdoor gardening for every county in the state of Texas. In all of those pages, all of those photographs. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, and that's where you see that map of the frost-free dates. Chapter 2 is a calendar of 48 pages telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants that you're trying to grow for every county in Texas. And then chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. A chapter for each one of those topics. I took a year to write this book, and then I offered it and decided I did not want to put it in stores, didn't want to put it on Amazon, because I wanted to be able to sign each copy as it sold and make it available to you that way. And to do that, I had to just make it available through my website or by calling my office. And it's still available that way. Now, here is the very, very special opportunity. You can buy the book at $34.95. That's the regular price of it. And it is, well, it's a regular sale price of it. The 6th printing is a cover price of $38.95, but I have it on sale at $34.95. But I have an unusual opportunity for you. Over the first, none of these is a first printing. They're all second, third, fourth printings, maybe some fifth printing, I don't know. But at the end of a printing, I may have 50 or 100 books that are not enough to put an offer up on a weekend, and so I leave them sitting in a box, and they're brand new books. Nothing changes between a printing and the next printing. There might be a word change. Well, yeah, I change from fourth to fifth printing. I'll change that up in the front of the book. And the price may change on the back cover of the book. And that's about it. But there are no major changes in the book, in the text in the book. The book is the same all the way through. So that's one group of these books. You're about to hear a dazzling price on this book for a very limited number, just a couple of hundred of them. There are some books where I made a mistake in personalizing some of these books. Somebody wanted it to Bill and I wrote Will or something like that. And I put 3 R's in Sperry. After I've signed a couple thousand books in a day, I did that once. And things of that sort. So I just set those books aside. And I ended up with a stack, and I'm getting rid of that stack now at $15 a book, plus tax and postage. $15. Some of them will have a white insert that I permanent adhesive over the top of the mistake with a new Happy Gardening Neil Sperry signature. I can't personalize those, but it's pasted right above. That's one option. And then and you don't get to choose. You just take whatever comes. Some of the others are back a printing or two, and they're just brand new books right out of the box, never been opened before. So, but they're $15 instead of whatever the cover price would have been $33, $34, $38.95. It's a great deal for you. You have to go to my website, neilsperry.com, to find those. neilsperry.com, and then go to this store to order the book. Just click on order the book, and you'll see both options, regular full price. Those I can personalize at $34.95. Or the sale price one at $15. I can't tell you any more than that. That's all the detail. Go to neilsperry.com and look around and you'll see it. neilsperry.com. Now, let me give you my phone number here, and I have one more ad I need to read and then turn it to our local stations. If you'd like to call, love to hear from you. This is the number to call to go live on the air with me. It's 888-256-1080. And I want to tell you about the certification program of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. If you're looking for really good nursery help, you go into a retail nursery and you say, I need somebody who knows the business, who understands the plants, understands the products, knows how to help me pick the right plants for my landscape, knows how to identify the problems that I'm having and help me get the right product to solve them. That's where you want somebody who has that name badge on the shirt, on the blouse, that says Texas Certified Nursery Professional or Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. That's one step farther up the ladder. These are people who are pros in the nursery business. They're the best it gets. They've studied long hours. They passed difficult exams. And they are veteran, full-time, year-round nursery professionals. You will only find them at member nurseries of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Always shop where you can find Texas Certified and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. I'll have more after this message. Thank you, Kelly, very much. Kelly and I have worked together. Forget what year he said he began, and that I was already there. I remember when he came in. He was doing country DJ work. 888-256-1080 for the Texas Lawn and Garden Hour. Call right now, please. Something that I want to share with you about spring lawn care in the early spring. If you have a lot of broadleafed weeds, things that have just popped up and are just ugly as can be in your lawn, they are big and bold and boisterous and proud of themselves. And if your lawn still has a lot of brown in it from the winter, hasn't greened up much yet, you might consider scalping your lawn. Set the mower down one notch and put a mask on, put some goggles on, and go out and scalp it. Do it when the lawn is relatively dry. You don't want to do it when the grass is wet. That's be a nasty mess. And just mow it. Don't go down two notches because it'd be so thick it would be hard to do it. If you are going to drop the mower two notches, do it in two different passes over the lawn. You want to eventually get those clippings off the lawn. You don't want to leave them there. Even with a mulching mower, they're not going to be mulched up enough to decay properly. So you're going to remove them. Do not send them to the landfill. Use them in the compost pile or put them beneath your shrubs as a mulch there. But don't leave them on the lawn. But anyway, get all of that out of the way. And that's going to get rid of a lot of those big, tall weeds before they go to seed, hopefully. And that will make your lawn look a lot better. Scalping also allows the sun's rays to reach the surface of the soil, and that will warm up the ground faster so that the grass will green up more quickly. And it also exposes the blades that start to develop to the sunlight better, and so it just moves everything forward by a week or two. Both visually, it's kind of a psychological difference, you see the green blades better, but also because it's warming the soil. So scalping does perform a good benefit to the lawn, but it's as much as anything aesthetic. It does get rid of the weeds. I keep going back to that, a lot of the weeds. So I would do that first before you apply any weed killer in terms of a broadleafed weed killer spray. You may not need as much of the spray after you've scalped and given it a week or two to come back. If some of the weeds do regrow, then that would be the time to spray with a broadleafed weed killer. This is the time to apply a pre-emergent weed killer. The pre-emergent weed killer granules would go on after you scalp. You could do it the same day. In most of Texas, the pre-emergence can be applied in the next 2 weeks, now through a couple of weeks from now. And that would be in this, I used the phrase in my eGardens electronic newsletter, the belt line of Texas. It's the big band of Texas that goes around the state east to west. I would say Austin to the Red River, east to west. Of course, the Red River doesn't go all the way, and Austin's a point, but I think you understand what I'm saying. If you're as far south as San Antonio and Houston, it's probably late for a pre-emergent. It's on the very end of the season, and if you're north of, if you're Lubbock or north, you're too early for the pre-emergent. It's still ahead of that season. So anyway, you'd use Dimension or Baylan or Halts and granules, and do that after you scalp, and that will stop the germination of crabgrass and grass burrs. Repeat it 90 days later, 3 months later, and that will give you an extended protection. The pre-emergent granules last 100 days or so, from all that I've ever been told from the manufacturers, and so you need that overlap to get a full season of control. Then we talk later in the summer about a fall application for winter weeds, and those happen to be the weeds that you're seeing out there right now, annual bluegrass and rescue grass and ryegrass, but I don't want to get that too confusing for you. So scalp, pre-emergent weed control, and then fertilize, and the fertilizer could go on a little bit later. It's a little early in parts of Texas, you could go ahead and fertilize now, the warmer parts. So those are some things to think. And then water all that. When you put a pre-emergent on, you want to water moderately, not heavily, just to get it dissolved and spread across the surface of the soil. They make a layer of the pre-emergent chemical that spreads across the soil and just prevents the germination of the weed seeds. It's a wonderful way of controlling weeds. It only works on annual weeds. It won't work, for example, very well on perennial weeds such as Johnson grass or Dallas grass, other than the seedlings that are trying to come up. Other things, you ought to be putting your sprinkler system through a test run to make sure all the heads are operating properly and are aligned properly and they're not plugged and the valves are not leaking, etc. That's a good thing to do at this time of year, so you find out now before the crisis season comes up at 105 degrees in July. I'll come back, have some other things I want to talk to you about. Let me tell you first, though, about Fertilom Crabgrass Preventer. This is a great time to make that first application of lawn fertilizer and weed preventer. We talked about fertilizing if you're in the southern part of the state, and the pre-emergent weed killer if you're in anywhere in that big broad band of central, north central Texas. Fertilom Crabgrass Preventer plus lawn food contains Dimension to prevent those unsightly weeds like crabgrass from popping up, and also contains a slow-release 20-03 fertilizer that will green up your lawn and keep it fed for up to 8 weeks. Apply it now to landscaped areas, established lawns, and ornamental turf. Now that's going to be, you have to hit the timing on this one properly, folks, and it's going to be you're going to have to hit it in just the right place. If you have any doubt, I would suggest using the high-yield Dimension product we talked about the last several weeks, which is also made by Fertilom, and then one of the Fertilom fertilizers for lawns in two separate passes a couple weeks apart if you need to. And your Fertilom dealer can explain the proper way to do all of that. Soon your lawn will be beautiful and weed-free for up to 4 months. And for the best results, apply these within a few days after mowing. We talked about that just a moment ago. And delay mowing again for a few days after the application. And water them in, of course. No matter where you live, out west, near Alpine, south, near the Corpus Christi area, east over to Longview or any of the other cities that carry us, Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can find Fertilome high-yield products at your local, independently owned feed stores and nurseries. It's one of the things that Fertilome has always wanted you to know, and that is that they support local, independent retail nurseries, feed stores, and hardware stores. You won't find their products in the big national chain stores. They want you to buy from people who are local people, vested in your community and year-round in the horticulture business. That's Fertilome, crabgrass preventer, and high-yield products of all kinds. Ask for them by name. I'll have more after these messages. Thank you, Kelly, very much. I appreciate that. That number again is 888-256-1080 for the Texas Lawn and Garden Hour. I've been doing this program about 35, going on 40 years now, and I love doing it because especially at this time of year, it is a challenge. If you think, and the horrific grass fires accepted, you think about what's going on in the panhandle weather-wise, in terms of temperatures and cold fronts and things, and there versus the Rio Grande Valley, and people calling from both areas, it's just so different from one part of the state to the other at this time of year, and it really keeps a broadcaster on his toes to try to answer questions for folks. I enjoy that very much. When I drove in, Lynn and I were driving in from Ohio. We moved to Dallas County with the Extension Service in 1970, long time ago. And there was a program on a station that we tuned in, and it was called Ask the Experts, and it was an attorney. And he was answering questions. Somebody called and asked a legal question. I thought, what kind of a crazy guy would expose his inadequacies on the air like that? And now here I am. 46 years of commercial radio, and I actually did it with Extension for 7 years. What kind of a crazy guy would be there all that time doing that? And I've taken more than 450,000 calls in those years. I have notebooks filled with a log of all the calls, and I've loved all of them. And it's just a challenge and an interesting way to enjoy my hobby. Because I get to go to all of your cities. We're about to go to Corpus Christi and talk to Scott. And it's been a couple of years since I've been in Corpus Christi. And yet I get to go anytime somebody calls. I get to think about it. And in Gainesville, how about that? Let's go to Scott in Corpus Christi. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We love you in Corpus Christi, man.
Thank you so much. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I've got a couple questions. I live on Padre Island, and so it's already, winter's over. I've got a couple Barbados cherry trees, which produce these wonderful cherries. One of them is pretty good. It's probably 6-8 feet tall by 6-8 feet wide. It took a little bit of a freeze. It's coming back at the bottom, but I have nothing else, all the limbs and everything else. I'm just wondering whether I need to chop it back to just where it's barely coming out of, I'm getting some growth on.
Probably so. How long has it been growing from the base? How many weeks?
About two and a half weeks. 2 weeks.
I'd probably wait a little longer. It has frozen, and there is a thing called apical dominance. You may remember from high school. When a plant is growing normally and is all happy, there is an auxin, a hormone that's out at the tip of the growing shoot that sends a command down in the plant saying, I got it, I'm under control, all the main nutrients and water need to come up here to me, I'll take care of things. And when that growing tip is pruned off or dies, freezes, then all of a sudden a new growing tip has to develop. And if the whole stem is dead, then the new growing tip develops from the ground or from somewhere way down low, and that apical dominance resumes at a different place down there on those shoots, and the top growth is gone. We see that with crepe myrtles in North Texas. They freeze occasionally, some varieties, and we have to prune those back. But I don't do it that quickly. I'm very involved with a collection of crepe myrtles of all the known varieties, we don't prune until probably they've leafed out and grown for 6 weeks maybe. So I'd wait another 2 or 3 weeks, but I'll bet
you're
going to need to do exactly what you said.
Okay, thank you. And one other question. I've got a bunch of fig trees. I love figs. And they're doing just happy as can be. Do you typically in the spring suggest like a 10-10-10 Osmocote type fertilizer for them?
Boy, you know what? You're making me work, because how you handle things on the island in the soil that you have is different from anybody else in the state of Texas. Yeah, probably going to need that middle number, that phosphorus, because you don't have any clay. You don't have anything to hold phosphorus.
Okay.
So, yes. Osmocote, however, is a slow-release form of fertilizer. And I think, and of course, any phosphorus is going to be slow-release. I'd probably also use, I'd use that, and I probably also would use a, that may be all you can find. I come to think of it, you're not going to be able to find a regular bagged fertilizer that has phosphorus, the middle number, available in hardware stores, nurseries, because they're not allowed to manufacture it and sell it. People are not supposed to be using that in the rest of the state on soils that have a lot of clay. It accumulates and becomes almost toxic to plants as phosphorus accumulates in the soil. In your sand, it's not going to accumulate. It's going to leach right into the sand. So, yes,
your
plan is my answer. I should have just shut up. You did better than I did.
I do have a lot of topsoil and really good hardwood mulch that just breaks down into new soil all the time. So the soil itself is pretty phenomenal.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so it should be good. Well, all right, well, I sure appreciate you. Take care.
How cold did you get that your Barbados cherry froze like it did?
It got down, yes, sir, it got down to about 25, and then most of the day it was freezing. I mean, when that spell went hit all Texas, it got down to 25 and stayed in the area for a long time, probably got up to 33 and then got back below freezing that night. So it was a pretty heavy freeze.
Boy, no kidding. That doesn't happen very often. That's a pretty plant. Well, I'm glad it's coming back for you.
Yeah. It is. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. I enjoyed it a lot. Thanks for the call. I tried to grow that plant in College Station. That lasted about 6 months until the first winter. So this is why I like this program. So we go from him all the way across Texas to Gainesville. Rudy, please stay with me. I'll help you on controlling the grass that you have, but I do need to get an ad in, and then I'll come right to you. And folks, if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. 888-256-1080. 888-256-1080. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book. I have it on an incredible sale for a limited time. I have described the book earlier in the program. You can see the description of the book when you go to my website. The book is on sale, normally $38.95. You can buy the sixth printing of the book, which is the latest printing. It would be a signed copy. If you need to have it personalized, I can do that. That you can get at $34.95. That's a sale price, and that's a wonderful opportunity for you. And that is available at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. But I have a very limited number of books that I have set aside over the last couple of years, 3 years, where I messed up on a signature or did something. And some of them are the end of the run on a second or third, I don't think any second printings. There were third, fourth, and fifth printings, where I only had a few, maybe 30 or 50 books left of those printings. And rather than I was out, and I just said, you're going to have to wait 2 weeks until the next printing is finished. And so that was how that worked. And I ended up with those books left over, brand new books, absolutely brand new books, not a thing different about them, other than the fact that the next book said fifth printing instead of fourth printing, and the price was higher. But anyway, I have those books, and then I have some where I misspelled somebody's name or whatever. When I misspelled my own name a couple times, I put Nell Sperry on one. And so I have a couple hundred of those books, and I'm putting a white Avery label over the misspellings, and then with a big Sharpie just saying, Happy Gardening, Neil Sperry. I can't personalize these books. They are $15 plus tax and postage. You'll see all that information if you go to my website. This is limited to the number that I have on hand. We have a counter on it. It will shut off. You won't be able to order them when I run out, and that will happen pretty quickly. I anticipate within days. So don't delay on that one, the $15 books. And they're otherwise exactly the same, brand new and in perfect condition, other than that white label that's going to be inside the front cover. And it'll still be a signed book. So that's it, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Then go to the store where you order the book. You're not going to be obligated until you get there and until you actually say put in the cart. And it'll show you both options that you haven't described the book. NeilSperry.com. And I hope you have a chance to sign a book for you. So there you go. NeilSperry.com, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The book is not in stores, not on Amazon. I'll have more after these messages. All right, Kelly, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. Let's go back to the phone lines again, 888-256-1080. I'm here every Saturday, a little after 11 until just a little before 12. Jared Taylor is here with me each show weekend. Let's go to Rudy in Gainesville. Rudy, how are you this morning?
Oh, just fine. I've got crabgrass in my yard I'd like to control.
All right. So what does it look like right now?
Oh, it's still dormant. It hadn't started greening up yet. It's in a Bermuda grass yard.
All right. And so when you say it's dormant, what will it look like then? What will it look like in a month?
Oh, it'll start greening up in a bunch. It's kind of a bunch grass. And it comes out with the little black seed heads up. They shoot up pretty fast.
All right, let me describe a grass, and you tell me if I'm describing what you have. I'm going to just describe this grass as being a very dark green grass that makes clumps anywhere from the size of a saucer to a big dinner plate, very dense, very flat. The seed heads that come up look like an old-fashioned power pole with the cross arms on it and little flat discs of green seeds that have black peppery specks all over them, and they will show up 2 or 3 days after you mow.
Yes, that's Dallas grass. That's it. And then
it does not
freeze out as fast as Bermuda grass. It does not go dormant as fast as Bermuda does.
That's correct. And that's not what you're asking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking about.
Okay. When you said crabgrass, I'm sorry, I thought you said crabgrass, and so I was trying to make sure.
No, it's Dallas grass.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you now. All right, so I will give you a Dallas grass answer. I was just making sure we're asking about the same plant. All right, I'm going to give you the answer I'm allowed to give you. This is the official legal answer. There is no product labeled for consumers. Now, hear me, because I'm going to give you two answers. The first answer is the legal answer that anybody can give you, and that is that there is no product any longer that is for consumers to use on Dallas grass in their lawn.
Yeah.
What you can do is spot treat with a glyphosate such as the original Roundup in a tank sprayer and just spot treat right onto the Dallas grass clumps. That will kill your Bermuda grass as well. But what you can do is take a 1 gallon milk carton, cut the bottom out of it, stick the spray nozzle down into the empty milk jug, push it down on the ground on the clump and spray within it, and that'll limit the drift. And that does a good job. And it does not contaminate the soil. That's something you would do during the growing season. It's too early to do that now. Now, you said that the Dallas grass greens up before the Bermuda, and that's exactly correct. So you might have a window in there where you could get at the Dallas grass before the Bermuda is green. But that window has shut now because the Bermuda is starting to green up. The runners are green. You would damage Bermuda now as warm as it's been. But
right.
But anyway, that's one option. You just have to make sure that the glyphosate product that you buy is only glyphosate. It does not have any other active ingredients mixed with it. That's option one. Option two is to dig out the dow. This is I hate this answer, is to dig it out by hand. And that's a thankless task that goes on the rest of your life. And if you live
to 190. Too big a yard for that.
So those are your two options. The answer that is not legal to give is that we used to have MSMA available to us that did a beautiful job of getting rid of Dallas grass in Bermuda, but it got taken off the market about 12 or 14 years ago. It is still legal to buy MSMA for controlling weeds in golf course fairways and in ditches along highways. A strange pair of uses. But consumers can't use it in their lawns.
Right.
People seem to get a hold of it, and lawn care companies seem to have it or something else that they use because they get rid of house grass for people. So I just present that comment to you. It seems to be sold out of Canada. I just present those comments to you.
Can I spray it in the late fall whenever the Bermuda grass goes dormant and the Dallas grass is still green?
The Bermuda would not be the only time. You're talking about glyphosate?
Yeah, using glyphosate. Yeah, because the Bermuda grass does go dormant in the fall.
If you use glyphosate, the only time that you can use glyphosate on a Bermuda lawn without killing the spots of Bermuda, you'd have to spot treat. The only time would be in the middle of a cold winter when the Bermuda is totally brown, runners and all. It's got to come back from the rhizomes, not from the stolons. Not in late fall in the transition time. I mean, we're talking about in the middle of a cold winter. The third answer I gave you, the one that is the in-between time, I would talk to your county extension office, see if there's anybody who has any access to something that could be done. I've got to get one more break in, somehow somebody's getting a hold of MSMA. Especially on larger properties to control Dallas grass, because I see it happen.
Are any pre-emergence available?
It won't help. It's a perennial grass.
Okay.
Rudy,
right.
I got to run. I've just got to run. Right. I got to get one more break in. You're going to hear fast ads. It'll be proof of the anxiety here. Neil Spray's eGardens is my free electronic newsletter. Comes out Thursday nights. I work 2 days a week getting this ready for you. I hope you'll look at it. If you want to see what it looks like, please go to my website. The most recent issue is there. This one was a really good one this week. I hope you'll go there. neilsperry.com. Click on eGardens. While you're at my website in eGardens, you'll see the book sale at $15 per copy. You can link right through there. neilsperry.com. Click on eGardens. Please sign up. It's free, always will be. I won't spam you. And also, I want to tell you about the Texas Certified Nursery Training Program. The Texas Certified and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. These are the best in the business. These are the people who have studied long and hard hours. They know what they're doing. They are the professionals. You'll find them only at member nurseries of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Texas Certified Nursery Professionals and Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals. Ask for them. Look where you see their name badges and emblems. That's where you want to go nursery shopping. I'll be back with more after this message. All right, Kelly, thank you very, very much. I've enjoyed this a lot today, folks. Thank you for tuning in. I have one parting tip. We have about a minute left in the program, and that is, if you're out in a nursery in the next day or two with all this beautiful weather buying nursery stock, a couple of tips. Buy, if you see something you like, buy it. It may not be there when you go back in 3 hours. Stock is in short supply. Again, lots of people replacing freeze-damaged plants and lots of people new to Texas with new homes still. And then the other thing is, as you're driving at home, cover it with an old sheet or with nursery shade fabric, or put it inside the car with you, or put it beneath inside a trailer, a closed trailer. Don't expose it to highway winds. There is no way you can drive slowly enough. It will be damaged. So trust me. Trust me on that one. Thank you for listening. Jared Taylor, nice job producing. Until next week, happy gardening.